there's been a steady flow of people walking down this road, carrying whatever they could grab before they left their homes. Everyone we've spoken to says there's been heavy fighting between the Congolese army and the M23 rebel group, which is widely understood to be a proxy of neighbouring Rwanda, although Rwanda denies it. Military sources say the two sides have been fighting heavily with artillery, which is very dangerous for the civilians. People we've spoken to here say almost the entire civilian population of the town of Kibumba has fled.
We were asked by soldiers to leave, all of us. The soldiers were pursuing the rebels and told us to go the other way. We heard a lot of bombs, and there are many people coming down this road.
There was a lot of gunfire. We walked through the night and then slept on the roadside. We have carried almost nothing with us. We left everything behind, and we were very hungry.
Military sources told us M23's attack began with a barrage of dozens of rockets and bombs and sustained heavy machine gun fire that went on for a couple of hours. We saw trucks of Congolese Presidential Guard driving towards the front. They're one of the best trained and equipped units in Congo's army. This is where the people who have fled end up, in shelters in camps for displaced people. This one's made of a mosquito net. It's not going to keep out the rain. Neither is this scrap of plastic sheeting. The people from here have sought shelter elsewhere, but they were trying to cook some food. But everyone here says there isn't enough food, there isn't much clean water. This time a week ago, the UN said nearly 200,000 people had been displaced by the conflict, and that was before the population of Kibumba fled.